This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The work of the medical laboratory scientist plays a critical role in healthcare, analyzing data for doctors to make informed decisions on how to treat disease. This week, as part of the program Spotlight, we're talking with Melanie Chapman, Assistant Professor of Medical Laboratory Science at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Melanie, welcome back to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. Good to be here.
First of all, let's go a little bit into what is medical laboratory sciences.
Medical laboratory science is a profession that provides information from laboratory testing on laboratory specimens. That could be body fluids. We think of blood first, but there are obviously other body fluids and tissues that we test. And the results that we produce from these tests provides information to the physicians and other healthcare providers so that they can make a diagnosis and treat patients based on those results. 70% of medical decisions are based upon laboratory data, so it's a crucial piece of the healthcare system. Another part that's equally important is that that result is provided in a timely manner. If someone's in an emergency room, they need the correct results, but they need them now, not a day later.
So talk about some of the kinds of jobs that graduates in medical lab science are going to have.
Most of our graduates work in hospital laboratories. Some work in clinics for physician offices and specialty clinics. We have had graduates who've gone on to professional school, including medical school, physician's assistant school. We've even had graduates who have worked for forensic or crime labs. We have a graduate who is a director of a crime lab in Baton Rouge. Some of our graduates pursue careers in research or maybe with the CDC, things like that. But by far, most of our graduates stay in the region, which is one of the reasons it's so important to this area, and work in the hospitals and other healthcare facilities.
Well, let's talk about some of the kinds of things that you study as a medical lab science student, because there is everything from immunology to chemistry, probably lots of chemistry.
Right. It's a highly specialized area, and our students learn about hematology, which is the study of blood cells and other blood-forming elements. Chemistry is a broad range of testing from kidney function to liver function. There's a long list for chemistry. Immunohematology, you may have heard of blood banking. If someone in your family needs a unit of blood for transfusion, perform the testing to provide a safe transfusion. Immunology also encompasses a wide range of testing for infectious diseases, autoimmune diseases, and others. Microbiology is the component of the laboratory testing whereby we culture from specimens and grow bacteria that's causing infections, and then we perform tests to identify that bacteria, and then we perform other tests to determine which antibiotic drugs would be effective for that particular bacteria so that the physician knows how to treat the patient.
And we should say there's a fairly high demand for these students, for these graduates of the program.
Absolutely. We have more positions in this area and nationwide than there are graduates to fill those positions. And there are numerous reasons for that. One is that we're an aging workforce. In healthcare, there are various choices from pharmacy to nursing, and on goes the list. And so we are having a hard time keeping up. So our students definitely have plenty of job opportunities when they graduate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the importance of medical lab scientists in the community in a broader perspective of what that means for healthcare in Northeast Louisiana.
If we do not graduate students in Northeast Louisiana, we're not going to attract medical laboratory scientists to Northeast Louisiana. Our graduates seek a job because this is their family. This is their home. If we don't produce our own graduates, we will not have the qualified individuals to perform those important jobs. And for our larger hospitals, that could mean that they would have to pay contract workers at a much higher rate, which would impact their industry and their ability to provide services. For our rural hospitals, if they are not able to hire medical laboratory scientists, and they would probably be the first who would be impacted, then they're not going to be able to perform laboratory services, which means they can't keep an emergency room open. If they can't keep an emergency room open, they probably can't keep the hospital open. So it certainly affects healthcare delivery in the region, especially the rural regions, but even in the city, in the Twin Cities. And beyond that, if we close down the rural healthcare facilities, we're probably closing down the number two business in that area. Schools would probably be, would probably employ most of the people in a rural region, and second would be healthcare. So if you've closed that down, then you've stifled economic growth in that area.
Because there was some doubt about the future of the program at ULM just not too long ago. But thankfully, that's in the past.
Yes, we're quite thrilled at what happened. Everybody said that once a decision by a university has been made and it's been proposed to the Board of Regents, it is never reversed. However, we could not accept that because we knew the impact that this had on our community. We want health care services to remain here. We want them to be high quality. The decision was made to close the program. An appeal, however, was presented to the Board of Regents. The Board of Regents allowed some time for community partners to see if they could come up with some contributing funds. And so we had 20 partners working together to provide money for 2 years to sustain the program. In the meantime, the faculty are working very hard in recruitment to get the word out to high school students, community colleges, other majors who may not know about this profession but would like to work in healthcare. And so because of some key people in our profession and all of the members of the profession coming together, the program was saved.
So if someone is interested in listening to this today and learned a little bit more about it and is interested in taking part of the program or finding out more about the program, where should they go?
Well, first of all, they could come to Kitty Degree Hall on the third floor and look for medical laboratory science faculty. They're easy to find on the third floor of Kitty Degree Hall. Certainly, you could go to the website for ULM Medical Laboratory Science and find our phone numbers, our email addresses, our offices, and we would love to talk to prospective students. If you would rather, you know, work as a nurse because you want to take care of patients, we want you to find what's right for you. But if you want to work in a medical laboratory, then you need to know that this is the route to work as a licensed, certified, qualified medical laboratory scientist.
Melody Chapman is an assistant professor in medical laboratory sciences at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, the program, the subject of our program spotlight this week on the ULM Forum. Melody, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jay.